This is Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities, taking a look at the grain markets for Thursday, April 25th. Well, wheat markets leading the way again. Corn and beans just reluctantly holding their own in the face of a wheat market that is strongly higher. And in fact, wheat itself was pretty flat on the night session, down about 2 cents as we came into the day session. But shortly after the opening of the day session, the market started to just creep higher and then steadily moved higher throughout the rest of the day. So here again now, that's 4 days in a row where wheat has had an impressive rally. So how much further can we get out of this? You know, the last big rally that we had was late November, and the market was up 7 days in a row. So I would say if you're approaching seven, that's probably all you're going to get. Now, the reason that the market is rallying primarily is because of the dryness in the Black Sea region. The eastern half of Ukraine through the southern region of Russia, which is by far the most important region for Russian wheat production because that's where almost all of its exportable supplies come from. Now, it can pull it down from the central region, but that gets pretty expensive. So that southern region is highly productive. It's close to the export facilities, and that is where we're focusing our attention. And it's been dry. Topsoil moisture there is well below normal by this time of year. It's been a couple months since they've had really any notable precip. Now, subsoil moisture is still adequate for them. They came into the winter with quite a bit of moisture, topsoil and subsoil. So they're okay from that perspective, but obviously if it continues to stay dry, that's going to suck a lot of that subsoil moisture out of the ground. So we're getting into some very important time periods for the wheat crop around the northern hemisphere, and we're starting out in some tough shape for the Black Sea. Now that said, as the forecasts get deeper into May, once we get past that kind of May 5th time window, they are starting to suggest that that high pressure ridge is going to break down, and there are some forecasts for rains coming into that southern region. So we'll see if that materializes. It's going to be very important that it does. Otherwise, I think this wheat market really takes off to the upside. Here in the United States, the Central Plains had been trending dry, especially the normal dry area of the western third of Kansas, the panhandles, eastern Colorado. So that region looks to be shrinking over the next week or so. As we speak, there are some rain systems developing. They're looking for major storms across almost all of Kansas. But that far, far western edge of Kansas still looks to be a little dry, but for the most part, the rest of the Central Plains is looking at pretty decent rain system moving through this, you know, later this week and through the weekend, and then that system moves through the Midwest. So while right in front of us, the western part of the Midwest should be seeing some pretty good planting conditions. Even the eastern Midwest can get in the field, but now there's another major system moving through that's going to bring a fair amount of moisture. That'll slow things down, and it looks like that's going to be the pattern for the next couple weeks, where you get a couple days of rain, a few days of sunshine, more rain. So we should be able to get in the field, get things planted, but it's going to be kind of hit and miss. In the Central Plains, this moisture is very welcome. And again, that far western edge looks like it might be missed, but that general dry area looks like it will be shrinking significantly after this weekend. So moving forward, it looks like wheat, the night sessions seem to be kind of lackluster. We seem to be flat. Not a lot of energy, but then you get into the day session, then you start moving higher again. The night session has us up about a nickel in wheat, and Chicago's starting to take over leadership here as well. It's not just KC leading the way higher on U.S. dryness. Now it's Chicago leading the way higher on Russian dryness. Now, it is worth noting that Russian wheat is a hard red winter wheat, and logically you would think that the traders would be going to Kansas City, but the KC just doesn't have the volume that Chicago does. So usually when you see dryness or weather problems developing for wheat around the rest of the northern hemisphere, regardless of what type of wheat it is, it's Chicago that acts the strongest. So KC will probably take a backseat to Chicago for the next couple of days. But again, I would say, you know, if your market continues to push higher today, tomorrow, Monday will be day seven, I think that that's probably all you're going to get, at least for the short term. The market will take a breather and then see what happens as we get deeper into May with the forecast. So a lot going on in the grain space. We don't see a lot of threats in corn and beans. The Western Midwest, which has been in a drought status for a couple of years now, is getting much needed moisture right as we get into the planting season. So while subsoil moisture may be lacking in the western part of the Midwest, topsoil is being regenerated here significantly. So we at least should get the crop off to a good start across most of the Midwest. And then it's just a matter of, you know, what is Mother Nature going to dish up for the rest of the season? We're looking at El Nino being gone, looking at La Nina coming back. Some guys are saying it's going to be midsummer. Others are saying probably late summer, early fall. That's a big difference. If it's going to take hold in midsummer, that could spell trouble for the corn and bean crops. If it's going to be later, that would be okay. So we'll see. We'll see what Mother Nature dishes up. But for now, right in front of us, much needed moisture falling in the western Midwest. Planting is off to a decent start. It's not great. There are some delays, but it's nothing critical at this point. If you have any questions, feel free to call at 1-800-888-9843. This has been Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities.